pounces on you. Nyah, I didn't see you there. Licks, licks, nyah, you smell nice. Sniffle, sniffle, on your necky wecky. Mmm, puts paws on your face. Ready to play yet? Mmm, claws come out, viciously and painfully piercing the skin on your face as you realize that Kitty isn't playing a fucking game.
How old is Bella Delphine? Belle Delphine.
I love how everyone calls her Bella.
I know.
Chad loves calling her Bella.
Isn't she like 27, 6, something there?
I think she might only be 16.
Yeah?
She's 23.
She's 23?
You think that she would only be 16?
No, I thought she was older, for sure. I thought she was like 27.
Yeah, same.
Pokemon's 26?
I thought she was like a 27-year-old that looks really young.
But you know? I always thought Pokemon was like 30, like older than us. She's 26. Mm. Bella Porch is 26. Nico Lowell, 25.
I need you guys in my life because I am 25 and I think about my age all the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got you on age, so I guess we can experience that before you and just, you know, hand over any details or.
I've had this like conversation with like Ludwig because he's like 27, but also like a.
He's 27?
Something like that.
All these
yeah.
guys, like these streamers, for some reason in my mind, they're like 32.
No.
Yeah.
Well, Ninja.
Yeah.
How old's XQC?
I think he's 27, 26, maybe.
It's no Sneeko or Speed, but.
Right.
Sneeko's a boss. Did you see him propose?
What?
Did you see when he proposed to his girlfriend on stream?
Mm-mm.
He asked her, he's like, Andrew Tate and Christian Tate? And she's like, free them. I mean, he got down on one knee and did that. Imagine, like, in your marriage proposal, bringing up Andrew Tate. He was like, that's how I know she's a keeper.
Is that new? Like, is that, like, recent?
I saw it a couple days ago.
That is pretty good. I like that.
I hate people like that, though, because it's like people like Sneeko, it's like, they know what they're doing. They're just manufacturing rage.
But I also feel like Sneeko, can't give him too much credit. Because I think he's just really stupid. It's like an Aiden Ross situation where, yes, what they're saying is bad and like the sentiments behind it, which also makes them shitty people, but all of it really just stems from being a fucking idiot.
Likely having a narcissistic personality disorder.
Yes, not being able to like recognize that they're being clowned on by most of the internet.
But also, like, they can't really recognize that because they can just look at their bank account and be like, I've made so much money from being an idiot.
Because to them, that it's just like,
that equates to, money equates to intelligence and the whole gamut of qualities that they desire, which they don't have, unfortunately, besides wealth. They're very stupid people who have garnered a lot of wealth.
Which is why you can't argue with someone who made money from the beliefs that they have.
Yeah.
You also can't argue with those people.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't argue with those people, too, because I don't think they actually have the mental capacity to listen to what their mind is made on what they on themselves and what they believe.
They're too stupid to realize they're stupid. They have no ability to have any self-reflection and hear something they say and go, that might sound stupid. Everything they says is like boss.
Because what they're doing, too, works for them.
Yeah, it only works for like a couple of those types of people in the world.
Yeah. Really.
And it doesn't last long either.
No.
Except the few rare people like Keemstar and Logan Paul.
Keemstar's definitely, I'm surprised that he has remained as relevant as long as he has.
I haven't heard about him in a while, actually.
He's probably still making bank, though. His YouTube's probably still popping, right?
I bet. It's still Drama Alert, huh?
And he still has that like MS Paint thumbnail every time.
It's insane. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I was mad, dude, because the one where he talked about Super Mega, he had that guest host it. And I was like,
yeah.
Ty Blue.
Shit.
So I guess we can get started in a second. I might have another sip of that Chardonnay.
I thought a lot of that was usable.
Yeah,
too.
I thought
we were going.
Oh, no. This can be it. I didn't know if we had started. Yeah, this can be it.
I was kind of like, be careful, Matt. That is both of you. I was a bit turned on. As in, like the switch you flip,
right,
for entertainment a little bit. You know how you kind of whoop up.
Can we go for like 4 hours?
No.
Oh, okay.
That is not in my ability. Unless I'm playing Minecraft on stream for some reason, then I can stream for 12 hours straight.
Right.
But here it's like I think the most we ever did is like 2.5 hours. I couldn't imagine doing like a Joe Rogan length four hour fucking podcast. But you like those.
There's something about like, because I don't do podcasts often, so I just, you know.
You just like being there, hanging out, just chilling.
And also because I like streaming.
Yeah.
So like streaming for like, you know, I usually stream for 4 hours, so I like talking for 4 hours.
Would you give Matt and I a shout out whenever?
I have to tell you this. I reckon we're like recording right now. This is like a,
yeah,
people are seeing this.
Yeah, we're going. I think they've been seeing. Oh, we've been
seeing it, sis. I'd say probably since we started talking about idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have some ideas that are like kind of like an art project.
Okay. But I like that though, like having bits and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like the thought of having something pre-recorded that I made that goes on for an hour just to surprise people so I can actually come in live.
Yeah.
Like later on to
see like Subway
continue.
Sunday, which is something I was going to do and you were going to be the first guest. And then I was
not too late. I'll make you a theme song.
Oh man, asking someone like that much is like insane.
Dude, I would love to make a theme song.
Matt just wants to help out.
I like making music and
just
it's fun.
Just know if that doesn't happen, I'm like super happy with just you being the guest. But I do like Subway Sunday.
You don't even have to use the theme song. I'll make one for free. It's just fun.
Subway Sunday was a thing that I did for a minute that was just me eating Subway sandwiches with a guest. Okay. I did it with Oxel and I did it with Schlatt. Where all it is we just eat like a Subway sandwich and then it just
would you go
ends.
Over what they ordered and like, so what did you get?
Well, see,
it's so customizable.
I did that with Schlatt because he didn't know what the show was. It was usually like,
okay,
like no one talks, mm-hmm. but he was like talking. He's like, oh, this is what I got. And he was like, playing
with
his cat.
Talk with his mouth full of food.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah, no, but the thing is, what's nice about Discord calls, you don't get like these gross fucking talking noises. Yeah, which like, just happen in the VOD in the stream, which is nice for me. What I want to do, I want to make these pre-recorded intros too, with like a bunch of music and stuff like that, and then it fades into just the episode where it's just eating Subway.
So it's not actually a live stream? It's pre-recorded?
The eating the Subway is live stream.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
But there's a whole trailer and stuff like that that leads into the, which I think is a good idea.
I really wanted to do a show on the channel, which we could still do, where it's like a whiskey like review type thing, where it has like a 30-second opening thing that's really well shot, just showing different like shots with different people like trying whiskey, like smelling it, really well edited. And then when it actually starts, you know, the glass on the table walk up is kind of, that's good, and that's it. I mean, like the credits roll and that's it.
Okay,
I love that type of shit. I think that's sweet.
Yeah, I not a big whiskey head, but
yeah, me neither.
Could definitely try it for a video.
I used to be a whiskey head until I tried whiskey. Like I thought, like I watch a lot of people drink whiskey, and I was like, that must taste like honey.
Yeah, it seems classy, and
like the way they're like.
I don't like the taste of like any alcohol. I think
it's not a good flavor
in general.
Alcohol is not a good taste.
I drink it for the fun.
I like wine. I've been liking wine a lot more.
I like the taste of wine, but. Alcohol is, I think the whole thing where it's like, I drink because I like the taste, I think that is people tricking themselves completely. Mm. I don't think people, like, I mean, when you try, if you've never drank and you taste alcohol, what's the reaction every time?
Right. Yeah, and people don't drink beer again.
Yeah.
For a while, and every time someone says, I like beer, they're like, this beer tastes like piss.
I think
how
you
the
can,
fuck do you know
you can get it more used to the flavor and accustomed, but like, I think it's purely a kind of psychological trick you pull on yourself.
Modelos are kind of good.
I think wine tastes good, but the alcohol doesn't taste good.
I've never gone yum when drinking alcohol. I've never gone,
I've had good cocktails, but it's not the alcohol that tastes good.
Yeah, I've had like
a pina colada.
Like a pina colada.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yes, but like I'm talking about like wine or any like straight alcohol.
In its base
liquor,
form?
Not mixed with anything.
Mm-hmm. In its base form, just alcohol?
Yes.
Horrible. It's poison.
I had a sip of that Captain Morgan. Apparently, there's bugs
there. There are bugs in it. You guys both had a sip of it.
Hunter's been drinking from it for a few hours.
I guess that it,
it's so fucking gross.
It is gross.
Does alcohol...
What was his reaction?
He goes, oh, there's fucking bugs in here.
That's it! He's been drinking. He's been drinking this shit.
Because I guess it's
for like,
been...
For like 2 hours. He's been swinging at this.
I think that the cap was left off one night back when we had the drain flies. Oh. They all went into it, died, drowned at the bottom. Does alcohol preserve things?
No, not like that. It doesn't do a good job.
Because,
no.
I mean, they don't dissolve. The bugs are still perfectly preserved in there, and they're old.
Yeah, but the bugs also... I know what you're saying. Like, the bugs bring in, like, outside germs. Does the alcohol sanitize them?
Or I guess more, does the alcohol prevent the bugs from breaking down, you know? I guess so, because the bacteria that would break the insects down probably cannot survive in the alcohol.
Okay.
You know?
Who knows?
Maybe the alcohol itself breaks it down. I don't know.
Whatever happened to, what's his name? Vsauce, Michael. He still does that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Every week?
He had a YouTube Red yes. show that I haven't seen, but I've had several friends tell me it's actually fantastic.
I think he makes good content. Probably.
He has, apparently there's one episode he does about the trolley dilemma that's like really good.
I used to watch him, I think, more so back in like 2015, 14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, didn't he drink piss with Max Mofo or something like that?
Did he?
Well, he was in the human cake video for Filthy Frank.
Okay. Did he give his pubes over?
I don't remember what he gave. Okay.
I feel like he doesn't have pubes.
Yeah, it's just all clean.
Right. Really? Yeah. I feel like he has a big ass bush.
No, I feel like his clothes is like just a part of his body.
He can never actually be naked. That's just part of it. Yeah.
Like sounds like Brent to me.
Like, yeah, he's an amalgamation. Like that is part of his body. Like
Brent's
his body produces.
He would always, it was always a black hoodie with sneakers and jeans. Big ass jeans.
Big ass jeans. And then the sneakers would be like almost like loafers, you know, yeah. Like slip ons. And then it was a Ninja Sex Party shirt or a Dr. Disrespect shirt with a flannel, like a plaid blue, red and white flannel buttoned up to here.
Or blue.
And then the black zip up that was also zipped up, but not as far as.
So you could see all the layers.
See all three layers. His ass was cooking when it came to fashion. And he always had a cigar in his pocket. Always.
Well, he liked pushing cigars on people.
He loved smoking those cigars, man.
Jim said he was 20 minutes away 20 minutes ago.
Ooh. I just, do you feel that? The vacuum effect, the door move?
What is the timing on that?
That is,
if that, was, that him, was.
Should one of us go check? You've really never had poppers?
I've never had poppers. Yeah, no. Like I said, there's no reason for me to. Apart from like the feeling or whatever.
To have fun with the boys?
Yeah, real.
Take Blue Chew for fun with the boys. Why not some poppers?
I haven't met my best friends until now.
Okay.
Just like, oh, thanks, man. You too. Just okay.
Oh,
Jungle Juice.
Wait,
like
did they actually?
That sounds like fucking racist shit. Jungle Juice. What the fuck is Matt? I hear them all. They're definitely here.
Should I belly dance again?
yeah. Just until Matt gets here. Oh my god, you can do that shit well.
All right, no, that's good.
You did a great job.
Thank you. Hey,
I see Matt coming in. What's going on? What's going on?
Oh!
No effing way. Shake that shit up, baby.
That's kind of scary.
No, it's awesome.
It's got the little balls in it.
Is it okay if I've been drinking?
Yes.
It makes it, yes.
It's usually done at clubs.
Okay.
Usually the ones around West Hollywood-ish area.
Right. And I'm going there tonight, I think.
Oh, really? You'll love it.
Thank you.
Something just tells me you'll really have a good time.
This is... So I'm looking at the contents, like the chemical name, and this is actually different from...
Matt, I don't give a shit about the science of it.
Alkyl nitrate?
Rip off the cap and pop off, dude.
Watch me fucking
This is Jungle Juice,
this.
Platinum, and I have heard that Jungle Juice is the best.
I've
never tried it.
I was telling Prezzo, like, Jungle Juice sounds like...
Some racist shit.
Like some racist, like, white cop would say driving by, like, some fucking name.
Code Jungle Juice.
Neighborhood.
Dude.
Operation Jungle Juice. That's awful.
What's that jungle juice you're drinking? Something like that.
That's definitely something a South Carolina cop would a word they'd use.
I feel like I shouldn't be laughing at this.
Isn't jungle juice, jungle juice is also like a at parties when they mix a ton of alcohol and soda and stuff together, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a big...
it's like Punch, but yeah, yeah, a bunch
a big
of
punch.
Shit.
What are they playing?
They're laughing too. Hoover came back with a big ass sex toy in his hand.
Is it a?
It sounds automated.
Is it a fuck machine? Does it fuck you? It sounds like it fucks you.
It's like going inside.
It was purple
Hoover,
and pink,
yeah.
And big. Hoover's out there, fucking him in the ass.
Someone is screaming.
Stonepa's here too.
Stonepa.
Nope.
Oh,
remember we said we're not letting him use our content. You can talk to your friend after. After we pop off. Sorry, I'm having a real hard time getting the plastic off of this.
I'm going to drink my wine.
Almost got it.
This wine really is. Why is this wine yellow?
Because it's white
wine. It's white wine.
Is that what it looks like?
Yes.
Oh.
It is not actually. Imagine if white wine looked like milk. It's in the name. It's white. Mmm. Mmm.
All right. I'm excited to try Jungle Juice.
Jungle Juice.
I've heard. On popper websites, Jim and I looked at it with you, and they were...
You can watch Matt do it, and me okay. do it, and then you're going to do it. So okay. So you know that it's safe.
Yeah, I like that.
Really shaking it up here.
I do like that. It's like Diet Pepsi.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what we got here.
So, like, what's it going to do for me?
Oh, you'll see. That's a big whiff, dude. That's a big whiff.
You said that, like, halfway through, too.
I feel that one in my nose.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where you put it.
All right, those do hit pretty quick.
I don't know what it's going to do for me, though.
Oh, good Lord.
Here you go. Just pass it to me when you're done.
Oh, my God.
Do it exactly. Just cover up one nostril. Yeah. That is quick. That is quick working.
Holy shit.
Woo. We just popped off.
Give it a few seconds, Prezzo. Give it a few seconds.
Moment. I saw that little, like...
Holy shit. What the fuck? Oh,
we're just popping off right
just
now.
Just a couple brothers popping off. Holy
you
shit,
want Elijah
dude!
To play with? Yeah, hell yeah.
I feel like I just walked into like a burning chemical fire. Bad trips. lighting a flame.
Are you hitting this back to me?
Dude, this okay.
It was a gift.
Dude, these are lasting.
It works.
These are lasting an extraordinarily long amount of time for poppers.
Holy shit! What is happening? What are poppers supposed to do?
Jim! These are strong. I feel like my head is a balloon filled with hot Chef Boyardee and it's about to pop.
I'm gonna start drooling. Just...
Damn, those
you
are
have to find the antidote that only Jim has.
He does have another pair of poppers.
of poppers?
I'm popping off, dude. I don't know.
What are poppers used for?
Gay sex.
No. What are they sold for?
Gay sex.
Oh, yeah?
Because it loosens up your asshole.
They're marketed as, one of the things is for, like, VHS, like, VCR head cleaner. Oh, yeah, you know, I go down to the sex shop, and it's also where I get my stuff to clean my VCR with.
But, like, I'm feeling something outside of my asshole, right?
Oh, it's your whole body, yeah.
Yeah, my whole
body.
It
relaxes your whole body.
What it does is it takes all of your blood vessels and makes them go whoop.
Yeah, and
that's why your head is pounding.
Oh, you have a headache.
Yeah.
My head's just. I'm
coming down
to earth. As big of a whiff as you did. You took a considerable amount.
You think so?
Yeah. I saw the look in your face. You popped off.
I didn't know
silly.
What to expect.
I popped off silly with that one.
I hope my mom's not watching this, but.
Well, she subscribed to the Patreon.
I don't know if she knows how to put her credit card number.
Good. You do though. Her credit card number.
Yeah,
you know it by heart.
Yeah. 4910, I think.
Something funny's happening out there.
I don't want to miss out on all this funny and giggles, though.
How long have you been doing this Patreon shite?
Yeah, is it possible
good.
We can go enjoy the giggles now?
We can go pop off with the rest of the boys.
Yeah, let's go pop off with everyone.
Has Justin ever done poppers?
We're not going to make Justin do poppers.
We're not making him. I'd see if he wants to try.
I feel like
I think he's too scared.
Do I look like I've liked you guys and you guys like me?
Yeah.
That's good.
Why? Was that a necessary question?
Yeah.
The popper's getting in his head, dude. Dude, ever since you started doing those things, you've been different.
Sorry. All right, cheers.
Bye, everyone.
Love you guys.
Bye. I was about to put my phone for cheers for some reason. Like a fucking idiot.
Is this shit still going? Oh, man, I'm not in frame. Hello. I got some wine. Yeah.